Trade tensions take a fresh whack at Germany's economy. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig, in for Anu Anand. Good morning. Germany's Bundesbank slashed its growth projections for this year to just 0.6% as it warned the economy is seeing a marked cool down. Germany's manufacturing sector has been in recession for much of this year, and fresh declines in exports and industrial production reported this morning underlined the central bank's concerns. The BBC's Andrew Walker has more.
The Bundesbank attributes the weakness to a downturn in industry where lackluster exports are taking their toll. Although unemployment remains very low in Germany, the country has only narrowly avoided a recession. The concerns about the eurozone more widely were reflected yesterday at a meeting of the European Central Bank's main interest rate setting committee. Although there was no change in rates, the ECB did alter its guidance on how long they're likely to stay at their currently ultra-low levels. One of the bank's rates is negative, below zero. The prospect of a rise has been pushed out until a full year from now. The bank's president, Mario Draghi, also said some members of the committee had raised the possibility of further cuts or restarting quantitative easing, buying financial assets with newly created money.
Andrew Walker there. Let's do the numbers. That gloomy data out of Germany is sending Bund yields to a fresh record low, but global stocks are perking up in hopes of a truce between the U.S. and Mexico that would avert new tariffs going into effect on Monday. To Russia now, where President Vladimir Putin will make a pitch to international investors today at the country's annual gathering of business leaders. The BBC's Maria Kesselova is at the forum in St. Petersburg.
The appetite for investments is a bit spoiled by the relationship between Moscow and the West in recent years. It's been the complex of reasons, for example, the weakening of the ruble, also the sanctions. In the case of Michael Covey, I think it's the next bad news in a row for the foreign investors. Michael Covey has been investing in Russia for more than 20 years. He's a founder of a large investment fund, and he's been a big enthusiast of investing in Russia. The interesting thing is, even now, when he's under house arrest and facing fraud charges, defrauding Russian businessman Artem Avitisyan, he's reported by some sources as an associate of Vladimir Putin. Covey says the charges are baseless. He's also saying that he's still enthusiastic about Russia.
What's the mood like among participants at the forum?
The whole atmosphere is a bit strained, I would say. The main investor speech would be made today by Vladimir Putin with the leaders like President Xi Jinping. From the reports from state media, one of the pitches is that we have a stable situation and we're a stable place to invest.
So you mentioned Chinese President Xi Jinping and President Vladimir Putin will both be making speeches at the forum today. President Xi has been in the country for a state visit, and yesterday Huawei signed off on a deal with Russia to develop 5G technology over the next year. Does it seem as though Presidents Xi and Putin are accomplishing their unstated goal of projecting a united front?
It's hard to say now, but I guess this idea of how it's called in the Russian state media, the turn to the East, the development of the process that had started about 5 years ago, it's basically adding up to the process that already exists.
Maria Kesselova there. Feeling burned out? You're not alone. In fact, there are so many people suffering from it, the World Health Organization upped its classification from a state of exhaustion to a syndrome of chronic workplace stress. Not everyone sees the new definition as a good thing, though. One critic is Richard Friedman, a professor of clinical psychiatry at Weill Cornell Medical College.
What is described as burnout, which is exhaustion and the loss of efficacy and the distancing from one's work, is, to my mind, a normal expected reaction in adverse circumstances. It's not a disease. And to medicalize it and designate it as either a condition or a syndrome, I think takes the onus off of the real problem, which is the mismatch between, you know, the work that somebody's doing, the expectations that we have, and the conditions of the institution in which they're placed.
We've seen the lines between work and home life essentially erased now that people are able to stay virtually connected to the office 24 hours a day. So how ubiquitous is burnout?
I suspect it's much more common now than it was when, let's say, I was in my 20s and 30s and wasn't saturated in digital technology the way the current generation is. So, you know, the expectation is you should make yourself available almost all the time, not just when you're at work, but when you leave.
there's clearly a reset needed here. But is the responsibility on employers to change expectations about being able to reach employees 24 hours a day after work hours, or is it on employees themselves?
Employers need to change their expectations, and that as a society, we need to reset them. People can't be expected to work 12 to 14 hours a day and be productive. I think maybe one of the problems is that we've given an expectation to students and employees that is not realistic, which is they should feel productive, happy, and stress-free at every moment in their work life. And that expectation is bound to disappoint because it's impossible. Those are the same institutions that moments later calls them up and says, hey, I need this report in 10 minutes. So the message from the institution is we're interested in your well-being and we're going to stress the hell out of you.
So how do you know when you're suffering from burnout?
So burnout is typically feeling emotionally exhausted, detached, and a sense that your work has suffered. And depression has different symptoms, but they overlap, meaning you can feel exhausted, but the key in depression is you feel near total lack of pleasure and have a disturbance in your sleep and your appetite. And my sense is that if somebody is having trouble at work in a way that they don't bounce back quickly, either after work or on the weekends, that they actually come in and get evaluated and not assume that it's burnout, but you know, have in mind that they could be suffering from depression, that there are other things that masquerade as burnout that are not burnout.
Professor Richard Friedman speaking to me there. What are your thoughts on burnout? Tweet me at Victoria Craig. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.